This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today and Pod Media Reports. We're about to speak with Ken August, who's a spokesperson for the California Department of Health Services. Welcome to Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today.
Thanks, Mark.
We're going to talk about medical marijuana in California. Your office issued a press release last Friday, the 8th of July, entitled California Suspends Medical Marijuana ID Card Program, Seeks Legal Advice from Attorney General. Before we talk about that, tell us where the Department of Health Services sits in the structure of California government.
Well, the California Department of Health Services is one of the departments under the California Health and Human Services Agency, and the agency secretary is a member of the governor's cabinet.
Okay, so the hierarchy goes up to Governor Schwarzenegger, who's responsible for the operations of the department.
Well, we have a state health department director,
right?
And she is responsible for the operations of the department.
Okay, and did the initiative for this decision come from where in the chain of command?
It came from the department's legal office,
right?
Following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June,
right?
In the case of Gonzalez versus Raich, the department's legal staff began looking at the implications of this ruling,
right,
and then reached the conclusion that there was further clarification that was needed with regard to the medical marijuana ID card program.
Okay.
The department became concerned about unintended potential consequences of issuing medical marijuana ID cards that could affect medical marijuana users, their families, and even staff of the Department of Health Services.
Okay, before we talk about what happened to it, what is the status of this medical marijuana card, and what's the involvement of the state of California as opposed to individual counties in its issuance and status?
Well, the state's medical marijuana ID card program was suspended on July 8th, while we have asked the state attorney general to review whether continued operation of the program would, under federal law, aid and abet individuals in committing a federal crime. We've also asked the state attorney general to consider whether information gathered from card holders could potentially be seized by federal agents to identify medical marijuana users for prosecution. And lastly, we're also concerned that possession of the state medical marijuana ID card could potentially give patients a false sense of security and lead them to believe that they are protected from federal prosecution when we don't believe that they are.
So essentially,
in addition to the statewide program,
right,
there are several, or a number, I should say, of independent county, and at least in one case, a city-operated medical marijuana ID card program. Those programs are not affected by this decision to suspend the statewide program.
Okay, I'm looking at the press release that you issued here on the 8th, and it says in May, CDHS began pilot testing an identification card and registry system in three counties, Amador, Del Norte, and Mendocino. What was the impetus to begin that pilot program, and what was the purpose of the program?
Well, the impetus for starting the program was statewide legislation that mandated that the department begin a medical marijuana ID card program. Former state lawmaker John Vasconcellos was the author of the legislation. In May, we began a pilot testing of the card in those three counties that had signed up for the pilot testing. And to date, 123 cards have been issued. Those cards can continue to be used during this suspension, and law enforcement officials can continue to access the registry for information on those card holders.
What was the state program that was being pilot tested intended to supplement or to replace the county or city cards that were already being issued?
Neither. It was just intended to fulfill the mandates of the legislation, which I believe was Senate Bill 420.
Okay, which was authored by Senator Vasconcellos
before
he left office. Now, you've asked the Attorney General to look into this. What's the timing on that? What exactly did you ask him for? When do you expect him to get back with you? And what's the importance of whatever recommendations or findings he puts together?
Well, we have no specific timeline for when we expect the Attorney General to respond. His office may be able to provide you with a better estimate of his efforts here. We have asked the State Attorney General to review whether continued operation of the program would, under federal law, aid and abet individuals in committing a federal crime. And again, of course, that would provide some very important information on whether state staff, for example, could be considered aiding and abetting a crime by issuing these cards.
And what about the 123 cards that have already been issued? Isn't the horse out of the barn on that by now? If there is a legal liability, wouldn't that liability attach in the case of the 123 cards already issued?
Well, as I mentioned, those individuals, while we await further information from the State Attorney General, can continue to use those cards. We are seeking the information as to provide us with more guidance on how to move forward with the program.
So are the possibility, if the Attorney General decides that there is liability with the for state officials who participate in that program, would that have the instant effect of canceling the law, or would the law have to be repealed, or it just wouldn't, or the program would just be suspended permanently?
Well, at this stage, we are awaiting more information from the State Attorney General, and I think it's premature to speculate on what the next steps may be following his assistance on this issue.
Okay. Has the state, in the person of your department, taken any other steps in regard to the decision of Gonzalez versus Raich that declared federal law superior to state law on the issue of medical marijuana?
Well, as I mentioned, our legal staff have been reviewing the case since we learned about it in early June.
Right. But you haven't taken any other actions in that regard?
That's correct.
Was the state involved in any way previous to that decision in the medical marijuana programs legalized under Prop 215? Or was this medical marijuana card the only thing that the state was doing in that regard?
Well, Mark, I really can't speak to other ways in which the state of California may be involved. I can only speak to this department here.
Right.
And our activities have been with regard to simply the medical marijuana ID card program.
Right. Has your department had anything to say publicly about the merits of the argument that marijuana is a useful medicinal agent?
Our department is a regulatory agency, and our efforts have been focused on carrying out the activities that have been mandated by the state legislature.
Okay. So what effect do you think this will have on the medical marijuana program within the state?
On the medical marijuana ID card program?
Well, on the use of medical marijuana in the state.
It's important to note that California's Compassionate Use Act
Right. Says
that with the recommendation of a physician, a patient may obtain and use marijuana for personal medical purposes.
Right.
The Compassionate Use Act does not say that an individual must possess an ID card in order to use marijuana for personal medical purposes.
Right.
The purpose of the ID card is to facilitate for law enforcement and for medical marijuana users the process by which a law enforcement official determines whether someone is using medical marijuana under the terms of the Compassionate Use Act.
Right. So, in fact, people remain protected by the terms of California state law as embodied in the Compassionate Use Act, regardless of whether they have a city, county, or state ID card testifying to their participation in that program.
Well, Mark, I'm not an attorney,
Right. As
you know, but I can tell you that, as you mentioned, that the ID card is not necessary under the terms of the Compassionate Use Act.
Okay. All right, good. Well, then, thanks very much for talking to us today on Pod Media Reports and California Politics Today.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.